Good evening, everyone. This is John Adolfi. Welcome to our HUD boot camp. These HUD boot camps are our continuation with newer, updated information, some of the information you've heard before. And tonight, we've got a crowd here at Adolfi Real Estate, and we're located at 75 State Street in the Village of Phoenix. And tonight, we are going to have one of the best HUD boot camps because, as I said earlier, it's the longest day of the year. It's 70-some-odd degrees outside. It's the perfect evening, and there are folks that actually showed up here to hear this information. And it is information that can change your life, literally. Has mine, and I'm going to share with you how it can you. And there are people in this room that have purchased HUD homes, and they've done very well with them. And we're going to try to get some new converts, so to speak. Right, Don?
Absolutely.
You got it. Before we get going, I want to talk about next month's event. And I purposely am recording this so that those who are listening on can hear about this too. Normally I would do this off mic because it has less to do with this seminar. And if you notice your flyer that you received, July 19th at 7 o'clock, and we are not going to be holding our next event here at our office, which we've been doing for the last 5 years. It is going to be across the street, kitty corner to my office, to the Dusky's restaurant and bar. It's going to be upstairs in the event room, the banquet hall. And the reason for this is so that we can accommodate a lot more people, because my business coach and strategic business coach and motivational coach, John Delemi, is going to be coming to speak. He's from West Palm Beach. He has been schooling me for 6.5 years and has exploded my business and has helped me tremendously in my own personal life also as well. And he's going to be coming up to do 2 4-hour sessions with me on Wednesday and Thursday, but Tuesday night on the 17th of July, he's going to be coming to speak. And people have been asking, well, how much is this going to cost? Nothing. We'll have some food there. He's going to speak for about an hour, hour and a half, and it is going to be pretty awesome. Now, we're limiting it to 37, and we do have a sign-up sheet for that that I'll be passing around before we get going here, okay, or as we get going. So I just wanted to let you know and alert you to that fact, and you will want to RSVP and call our office at 695-6434 if you're not here at the event and already signed up, all right? So let's begin with our topic tonight, which is the HUD Home Boot Camp. And I want to give you an update on what has happened. First off, to understand what's taking place with these HUD homes is to understand the trends that have been taking place over the last 5-6 years. Now, I started selling HUD homes in 1988. I started selling real estate in 1986 after I got out of the Navy. And quite honestly, HUD homes is what got me, you know, moving along. It just happened to be one of these situations to where I tried one and I liked it. Whereas the majority of the realtors, they try one and they hate it. And in my book, HUD Home Buying Secrets, there's a chapter called Why Realtors Hate, quote unquote, HUD Homes. And before we get into what's going on today, let me explain this, because this gives you a strategic advantage that you really don't even think about, nor does anyone ever going to bring up in conversations, because they don't know it. Unless they're one of those realtors who hate them, and then you will never know that, maybe. Some come right out and say it. Others will just steer you away from HUD homes without you even knowing it. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Matter of fact, I'll give you one example. There was a gentleman that was in Fulton. I don't know which real estate company it was, and if I did, I wouldn't share it. And he said that I've got the cash, and I want to put an offer on this HUD home. And they said, Mr. So-and-so, we'd be happy to sell you a home, but we will not put your offer in for HUD home. You're going to have to go elsewhere. He went to 2 places. They did the same exact thing until he found somebody who would place his bid. That's what can happen. Why is that a strategic advantage? There's less competition. But right now there's a trend happening. There's an inundation of HUD homes, and it's forcing the realtors to come out of the closet and have to deal with this right now. And that's what's going on. I was speaking to one of the listing brokers for HUD down in the Southern Tier, and she says they're just like little children. I mean, the average realtor in the United States, and this goes for Syracuse, is 57 years old. That's another strategic advantage to you. Why? Old dogs don't like to learn new tricks. And they've had 30 years to learn this trick, and they have not wanted to. They don't like it. Why? There's two reasons why. Number one, HUD is always, even before the advent of the internet, has had their own marketing thing going on, their own paperwork going on. Every week they will come out with an updated sheet. I used to get that sheets and devour them every single week, call my clients in my little 3x5 card box and sell HUD homes that way. Loved it. And all the other realtors hated it. And so the one thing that realtors don't like about HUD homes is the proprietary paperwork. They have their own set of addendums and contract. They're the only ones. No other flavor of bank-owned, real estate-owned, government-owned has their own proprietary contract. Everything is addendums that's proprietary, but the contract is the MLS contract. So that means you got to go through this learning curve. And there's this gentleman by the name of Seth Godin that said in his book, very, very wisely, that there is a learning curve, or there's a hill. And once you go through the difficulty of getting over that hill, it's like when you walk up the side of a hill with your sled. It's hard to get up there. But once you get up there, what's it like when you turn around and get on the sled? Whee! It's fun. I went through my difficulty. It's been for the last almost 28 years now with HUD. Okay, the second reason that they don't like HUD homes is the commission. And I haven't heard this lately, but for 25 years I've heard them moan and gripe and complain about the commission. We're not making enough money. So those are your two reasons. As a result of unfamiliarity, proprietary paperwork, and a perception that they get paid less, realtors stay away. And when they do get involved, most of them don't have the greatest experience. And I've heard them even say just in the last year or so, I'll never do one of these again. John, you can have the referral. I don't want to do this again. Others have done it and are starting to get a little bit more skilled in it. And I applaud them. So what's going on with the HUD homes today? Well, as you probably remember, the market went absolutely bananas from 2002 to 2006. Syracuse felt a little bump in the road. Florida, California, and other places just went crazy with appreciating prices. So much so that they had to put a stopgap on it, and we're feeling that today, so that when you flip a house, you have to season it for 3 to 6 months before you can get bank financing from another purchaser. They put that in place to slow the appreciation down, because what people were doing was they're putting things under contract and they were flipping them and making 20% in a month. And when you're talking about a different price point, like in Florida, say $300,000, $400,000, and those prices were going up, $500,000, you know, to make a quick $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 in a month's time or 2 months' time, that's pretty good dough. So they put those stopgaps in place. Okay. In Syracuse, we didn't feel that. I remember during that time, multiple offers were going in, higher offers. It was pushing the price sales prices up a bit. It was very aggressive. What was going on with the HUD homes were there was a little bit less, maybe 50% less. What does 50% less mean? In Onondaga County, there were anywhere between 200 to 300 HUD homes a year in Onondaga County prior to this 2002 to 2008-6 escalation. Somebody who told me, who listed them at the time, that there was about a 50% reduction. Still, though, 200 to 300 a year is pretty good for one flavor of bank-owned or government-owned property in Onondaga County. So during that time, there was that going on. Then, all of a sudden, 2008, the crash took place. And then they realized, oh, there's robo-signing going on, which means that they had a machine going in there and just... It wasn't a very ethical or best way of signing or going through the foreclosure process. It really kept the individual in the dark of what was going on, and they were just rubber stamping a lot of foreclosures, and this got the banking industry and the industries that were involved in the foreclosure process in trouble, and everything came not to a halt, but they slowed it right down and put things in place to help people save their homes. What happened was, instead of having a year to 2 year period that takes to foreclose on a property, it was 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And in January of 2011, there were 235 HUD homes in New York State. Now watch what happens as this 2009-2010 slowdown takes place. A year later, there were 16 HUD homes in New York State. This continued for a while. Look at that. Watch what happens. And for those of you who can't see the screen, in 2013, 44 HUD homes in New York State. January 2015, 75 HUD homes in New York State. This is about where it started to break open just a little bit. May of 2015, 90 HUD homes in New York State. Now we're making some progress. July 2015, 160 HUD homes. Look what happened just from January to July. Went from 75 to 160 HUD homes. But wait, there's more. February 2016, 228 HUD homes. And look what happened. April, look what we had just the other day. June 20th, we had 397 HUD homes. Now, based on the calculations of what it used to be, 200 to 300 in Onondaga County, 100 to 150 in Oswego County, 50 in Madison, 50 in Cayuga County, just those four counties alone, if you were to slice it in half, okay, and count those 4 years that they have been holding back, you're looking at an inventory backlog that hasn't come through yet of about 1,000 to 1,800 properties in those four counties, the majority of them in Onondaga and Oswego County. The majority of them. We are in a state that's got 62 counties. Our four counties comprises 7% of those 62 counties. We comprise anywhere between 25 to 30% of all the HUD homes in New York State in those four counties. There is opportunity here. You just got to know how to connect into the opportunity. So as you can see, there's a break in the dam, finally. That dam has broken loose, and the listings are just coming out like crazy. There were, through the United States, approximately 4 to 6 million foreclosures that were in abeyance, suspended animation, and something called the shadow inventory. Those needed to be released. Now, they're already released in Florida. They're already released in California. Their shadow inventory has already gone through the books, already gone through the system. They're out. And as a result of that, Florida property is starting to rise again, has been for a couple of years. That hasn't happened here. And once it gets through and everything, our property values aren't going to rise. We're like this. And then when there's a great market, we go like this. When it's a horrible market, we do this. Syracuse is very, very stable. More HUD homes mean more opportunity and lower prices. Why? Here's the reason why. When you've got more inventory, there's more to choose from. There's just more opportunity. And since the realtors are not crazy about it, if they're not being forced to do it, they stay away from them, that means that there's more opportunity for those who are dealing with realtors who do HUDs. And just so happens that I specialize in that. So I see some pretty darn good deals as a result when the inventory is high. Okay, it's not like the inventory is high and now there's more people. Yes, there's going to be more people involved because there's more houses involved. But for some reason, you see better deals when the inventory is high. So from this point forward, with 397 HUD homes in New York State available, from this point forward, it's going to be good. When is it going to get really, really good? It's going to get really, really good. And I'll explain what's happened with the management companies because that's been... let me back up. The reason why it's not really, really good right now is because there has been a transition in the management company that HUD uses. They used to use a company called Cityside. Cityside was taken over by Sage. You don't really need to know that, but just understand one thing, that all the property that was ready to be lowered in price, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit, in November, still lingering without a price reduction 6-7 months later because of this transition. Everything got, the clock got reset on all the properties in May of this year. Typically HUD lowers properties, and we'll get into that, but this is what's happened. This is the reason why it's not going to be right now, this very second, where the opportunities are huge. It's going to be when this group of inventory starts to age. And the aging process started May. May 1st, May 6th, May 4th, actually. So, bear with me here. Well, let's continue. You're going to be concerned when you get on the HUD site. You're going to see three different bid periods for HUD: lottery, exclusive, extended. Very important to know these. Lottery, it's 7 days. Underperforming houses and houses in economic areas that are underperforming, period, go through the lottery bid period. It is for homes that are uninsured, or means they're in beat up shape, or that they're in a revitalization zone. For 7 days, the properties are available only for non-for-profit and government agencies. Who in the world would buy one? I can only name one entity that's purchased about 4 or 5 over the last 5 years, and that's Home Headquarters out of Syracuse. They're the only ones that have done it. Nobody else has stepped in and purchased one that I'm aware of. Okay? So they go through this lottery bid period for 7 days. It's pretty moot for most houses. Nobody's buying them during that 7-day period. But you gotta go. It has to go through it. The next bid period is exclusive. Exclusive is just another word for no investor bidding. Owner-occupant only. What's an owner-occupant? Someone's going to live in the house for 1 year as their primary residence. That's an owner-occupant. Okay? They get the first chance to bid on them. That exclusive period is 5 days. Now, John, what about those few houses that don't go through the lottery bid period? What about that? Goes through the exclusive period for, I think it's 10. They may have changed it to 12. My point is, though, they started off for owner-occupant exclusive if it's in good shape and not in a revitalization zone. Few start off that way. I would say maybe 5 to 10%. Okay? So, but exclusive is owner-occupant. All right. No investor bidding. So figure this way. No investor bidding for the first 10 to 13 days. Okay? So you got to wait. Now, is that bad? Is that sad? No. Let me tell you why. Right now, at least up to this very point, the appraisers have been overpricing these properties. They have. I was just talking to that realtor down south, and she said that, and this was, I believe she's right, they're not factoring in that it's a vacant house. And she said that should be an immediate 10%, whatever they're putting, ready to put something on the market for. And there was another factor she said that should be another 10%. So these properties should be adjusted for their condition and then adjusted another 20% before they go on the market, and they're not. For whatever reason, in my estimation, they're not. Once in a while, you'll find a really screaming great deal that slips through out the gate, and it's like, and your jaw is just dropping at the price. I remember one in Brewerton. It was a 5-year-old contemporary raised ranch, white carpet. It was beautiful. Just needed a little bit of touch-up of paint, and it was perfect. It was so new, so fresh. It was worth $90,000 at the time. This was many years ago. They had it on the market for $45,000. $45,000. And it was like, do you know what it sold for? $68,000. And they still got a great deal. $68,000. All right, so 7 days for the lottery. Exclusive starts right after the lottery, or it begins exclusive if it's not a lottery-type home. Okay? Then it goes to extended. Extended, in your mind, should say investor. Extended means anybody can bid on it. But it's only after they open up any bids and see if during that exclusive period if an owner-occupant is going to grab the deal. And since most of the HUD homes are overpriced, guess what? Even though owner-occupants want to pay, will pay more than an investor, it's still going to be too high or too beat up for them to move forward with, or both. So it just sits there. That's a strategic advantage for you. Because if you can't bid on them when they're super great coming out of the gate, and you get just what's everybody's leftovers, you're getting the lion's share coming out overpriced. And there is a huge strategic advantage for you. We'll go into that in just a second of why that is. When it hits the extended bid period, the bidding period becomes a 24-hour clock. What that means is that for every 24 hours, they collect any bid or bids, and they open them the following day. And if the bids are within an acceptable range, and we'll talk about in just a second what an acceptable range is, then it's sold. It's gone. It suddenly disappears off of the HUD website, and the realtor who sold it and the listing agent, if they're one and the same or not, both get emails saying congratulations. So that's how that works. It just disappears. Over the weekend, it's a 72-hour bid period. Holiday, add another 24 hours, maybe 96 hours on Monday, because a lot of times Monday is a holiday. Okay? Somebody asked me, well, when it becomes in the extended bid period for the investors, will HUD take less? Will they just take anything? No. They still regard their parameters, which we'll go over in just a second, so there is no like great shakes once it goes beyond that 10 or 13 days. Okay? Here it is, the 10% rule. HUD will take 10% under the asking price at any given time. 10%. Which is pretty good, because I'll tell you something. Some of you may have heard of Fannie Mae or HomePath. HomePath properties, depending on who's behind the scenes making the decision, and some of these other bank foreclosures, at least up in the last couple, 3 years, they've been holding real tight at 1% to 5% under the asking price. Now, 4 or 5 years ago, I heard that HomePath would do 10%, and in some cases, 15%. But more recently, they haven't. So 1% to 5% for HomePath, but HUD 10%. It's always been that way. So the 15% rule may have changed. You got to understand that when it's changed over to Sage, they don't give me a manual that says, oh, by the way, John, here's what we'll take. You have to practice. You have to bid. You have to find out what they'll do and when. Since they're brand new, they want to make sure that they're doing things pretty much by the book. So there's not going to be a whole lot of variation. Can you do a 15%? Well, before they switched over, in their computer, they set the parameter. Everything is set at 10%. But once in a while, even for new inventory, and I don't know what the reason is, they'll set them at 15% discount. And I won't know which one that is, but they will. You can go 15% if you want to. You can always do that. HUD will most likely counteroffer you 10% under. We'll get to that in just a second. You can even go 20% under. And I'm going to show you a technique that you're going to absolutely love. But you've got to understand, though, that whenever you're going beyond 10%, it's typically when the property has been seasoned for a while. And seasoning means that it's over a month old. Okay? And it may even mean more like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Okay? So I'll explain a little bit more how to do that. HUD keeps all the bids in their system. Unless Sage change things, they keep all their bids in their system. That's a strategic advantage. Because if I put a bid in any of these other places, if it's rejected, typically it's forgotten. But they keep them. And here, you will receive future counteroffers outside of the publicly stated price and info. Sometimes, let me explain what happens. Don, say you like Smith Street and you put an offer in for 20% under the asking price and they counteroffer you at 10% under. Okay? You said, let's hold off, John. I agree, Don. And then James, you put an offer in for 30% under the asking price, right? HUD emails you and your realtor 10% under counteroffer, and they email you again with a 10% counteroffer, under the asking price counteroffer. No big deal. That's cool, but that's not helping you out, Don, much. But it's fantastic that somebody puts an offer in, they counteroffer everybody that's in the system. Nobody does that. Nobody. And before we go further, in case you're thinking about this or think this later on, is there a highest and best? How many of you have been in a situation where you put an offer in and then the realtor called you up and said, highest and best? Give us your highest and best. Nobody's been in that. Have you been in that situation before? And what that means is that somebody else put an offer in, so there's at least two offers now in their possession, and they're coming back to you and they're saying, Don, James, give me your highest and best by 5 o'clock Tuesday evening. So now you got a second guess. Each other, how many, yourself, and you got to bid against yourself, unfortunately. And then you never get it anyways. Sometimes you get it. Sometimes you get it. But I'm just saying, though, it's frustrating. With HUD, if the bid's accepted, it's acceptable, it's gone, it's done. Because understand that once it passes that 10 to 13 days, there's not a whole lot of focus on it at that point. And when it goes down in price, they don't like announce it. They say, by the way, it's going down in price, everybody, next week, and it's going to go down and blah, blah, blah. It just all of a sudden appears on the HUD site like that it's gone down in price. And you may not even, it may not even register that it went down in price unless you're taking notes and stuff. Like I got, like, you know, files and files of every single HUD home in our area, what it's done, what it did. You know, I'm pouring over this every single morning at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, getting ready for the day, seeing what changes have taken place in the market. And then making phone calls. And I'll explain my system in just a little bit. So that is really cool. Nobody does this. Now here's where it gets really exciting. Say they look at this property and it's been on the market for 3 months and they say, hey, Bob, yeah, let's switch it from 10% to 15%. Okay. And all of a sudden, Todd comes in and puts an offer in 30% under the asking price. And they send Todd and you guys a counter offer, not 10%, but 15% under the asking price. I've seen him do that, and I've seen him do more. It's rare, but I've seen him do even more, 20%. Some very interesting situations can happen when they begin the season. So, and then what do? You know, you can, well, do you want to go ahead and accept that? Sure. Well, what if James is accepting it at the same time with his realtor? Then what do we do? If you guys are tied, they will choose one out of the hat. But there's other things that you can do, like bump it up a few bucks. I've done that. And lost. Because somebody else bumped it up too, even higher than me. They figured it out. So there's not dummies out there. There's some people that have figured the system out, at least parts of it. But I've also won many that way too. This is where you win with inches and seconds. You know, people sit there and get really frustrated. There's two things that frustrate an investor. Number one, lack of inventory or opportunity. Number two, not being able to get the financing or get some money or get somebody to help them out or figure out a way to get the money themselves. But that's another seminar for another day. But the opportunity or winning. I get beat out. I always get beat out. Blah, blah, blah. You know, not that you're feeling sorry for yourself, but it's a reality. It's tough. In the regular real estate market, you got the listing agent that may have buddies in this pocket. You know what I mean? It's like, and how are you going to compete against that if they're being a little bit underhanded? If they are. You know, they're giving inside information because they can say, oh, bump it up this, you know, and you don't have that kind of inside information. Or a system that isn't as friendly as this. This is the friendliest system in the universe. If more people knew about this and really understand the dynamic of this, it would just, I don't know, maybe they would change it because everybody realizes it's too good to be true. Here's a property, Jarrett Drive in Syracuse, down in the Westvale, going towards Camillus area. I'll give you an example. The original price on it was $89,000 on August 29th, 2014. Now again, this is an extreme example, but it doesn't happen. It does happen a little more often than maybe when I say the word extreme than you know it happened. This is just one of those rare ones where I'll show you what happened. It sold for $80,478. How many percent below the asking price? 10%. Okay? It went back on the market. 10 to 50% of all HUD homes that sell go back on the market because of either the paperwork was done incorrectly, the realtor dropped the ball, the buyer changed their mind, the financing didn't go through. They lowered it 10%. Now, let's stop right there. How often do they lower the properties? They used to... Okay, years ago, every 30 days. Every 30 days, they lower them 10%. Okay? Then more recently, it was every 45 days for the initial lowering, and then typically 30 to 45 days for every lowering after that. With the new company, I don't know. I spoke to my gal down south. She thinks it's every 30 days. We'll find out. It hasn't been long enough to see it in action. I'm not sure. But they will be on a schedule, and I will find out what that those days are, and we'll be able to time these things a little bit more intelligently. So they lowered the property price to $80,100. The lowest bid, got an email from HUD because I had people bidding on this, was $72,430, or 10% below the $80,100. Look at this. It started December. In March 16th of 2015, sold for $50,000. Somebody had a $50,000 offer in there, and HUD just finally went, we'll take it. What kind of percentage is that? I thought I had the percentages up there. Maybe I do at the very end. How do you get involved in this? How do you do this? First thing you do, and I'm not just saying this to be heady or anything, open up every video, every email that I send you. Just look it over real quick. It only takes you a few seconds. Just see if there's anything there for you. We got about a 20 to 30% open rate, and that's pretty high in the industry standards. But if you open up the video, the email, just to see what it is, it may be that next property that you're looking for, you just don't know yet. You know, my subject lines are kind of sometimes crazy. It's just to get your attention. That's all it's there for. But watch the videos. We've got almost 680 videos we've shot since 2009. And, you know, I go to each property. If some of you haven't seen the videos, what I do is I tour the property. I never rehearse. I go in cold every single time. And so that when I'm seeing things for the first time, you're seeing it, and it's an experience we can join together, and I'm commenting on it as I go through it. So there's no script or anything. You watch the videos. For 6 minutes, you can figure out in the comfort of your home whether or not this is even something you're interested in. But please understand, you're not looking at price right now. You're looking at, is this the type of property that I'm looking for? Is this the neighborhood I'm looking for? Because price can be played with, can have some fun with. James, do you remember what the original asking price was for your property?
I think it was 24,000.
Was it 24? Yeah, boy, people really turned up their nose at that because of the condition of that. But it got down there low enough, yeah. It seems like that property, the way it looked from the picture, should have been higher. You know, but I guess, you know, whatever. Go see the property. Hey, John. I love this property over here, blah, blah, blah. Let me get inside. We'll get you inside. That's the second thing. So first, and you're welcome to drive by if you want to first or whatever, but, you know, call us. Watch the video. Pick up the phone. Call me and say, let's talk more about this. Go see the property. Call me and let me know that you have an interest. You know, once you see the property, if it's a self-service, somebody we've escorted you through, but just let me know that there's an interest. And then you can place a lower offer. We'll talk about that in just a second. Here's what's going to happen. My real estate sheet for each property in my whole bundle of files has lists of names of people who have inquired. Most of them are strangers, people who are neighbors, people who've seen the house, have an interest in it or whatever, called while we were in the process of getting it ready for sale, whatever. Or like Todd calls me and says, John, I really love this one over. Todd's name goes on the back of the sheet. All those people on the sheet get a personal phone call from me when the property price goes down. All right? So what I do is I throw it out there like a big net with the emails that I send out. Then I wait for you to open it up, look at the video, and see if it's something that you're even interested in. Then you're communicating back to me, and then we begin the process of working the system. Place lower offers on properties even if they're priced too high. So, this property on Jarrett for $89,000, if you'd been the one to put the offer in for $50,000 or $51,000, whatever, you'd be the one realizing a profit of you know, over $40,000, close to $40,000. Or at least put it this way, you'd be getting it for close to $40,000 under the asking price. You know, what was it really worth in its as-is condition? Well, I'll tell you what, it was worth a heck of a lot more than $50,000, I can tell you that. When you place that lower offer in there, you are positioning yourself. Now, you might be wondering, John, are you suggesting that I should go and look at 10 HUD homes and put in 10 low bids? Yep. Yes, I do. But John, what if they take my offer and then they take my another offer a week later? All you got to do is sign a little piece of paper saying, I already bought a house, thank you, I'm not interested. Nothing. No problem. In order to put a bid in, I don't have to collect a check. I don't have to have you sign anything. All I need is your name, address, social security number, and the number you want me to put the offer in for. 3 minutes later, it's in, and we're in their system. Can't get any simpler than that. In order to put a home path property offer in, 7-page MLS contract, 13-page addendum, proof of funds, and at least a copy of your personal check. Signed, initialed, and then uploaded, and then electronically inputted. It's easy. It's easy. Then wait. Where did I put? Score. Let's go back to Jarrett Road. 37.5% under the current asking price, and that was at $80,100. They've sold it for $50,000. That's a far cry from 10% now, isn't it? I've seen him do 20. I've seen him do 25. I've seen him do 28. I've seen him do 30. I sold one, and I didn't even think that they would even consider the offer. All of a sudden, a day or so later, I'm looking, and all of a sudden it's sold, and I'm like going, they took it? 30% under the asking price. 37. I don't know if that's the record, but it's close. 44% under the original asking price. Hello, Brian. Take any HUD property. Oh, here's my new bidding secret, okay? Look. If a house is, let me give you an example. A house is $100,000. What will HUD take for it?
90.
What is HUD going to lower it to after 30 to 45 days?
90.
At $90,000, what will HUD now take?
81.
Okay? Here's a technique for you. Let's say 81 is a really good price. 90 is okay. 100 is maybe almost fair market. Let's just say it's been priced like that. Now it's being overlooked. Realtors are ignoring it, you know. So you put an offer in for 81. Do you see how strategic that is? HUD will lower it to 90, and then you are within range of the 10%. So you want to know what HUD does? When it's at 100, this is what they've done in the past. Now I got to find out if Sage does the same thing, but this is what they do. You put your offer in for 81, and HUD is getting ready to lower it to 90, and they don't even lower it to 90. They grab your offer, and it's gone. Nobody gets a chance to see it at $90,000. Nobody gets a chance to bid on it at $90,000, even for a day. They just take your offer for 81. So placing offers, 20% under so they lower it. So let's just say they lowered it to 81, okay? What's the next step down? 72. The next step under 72 is approximately 65. So 65, if it's at 81, your next 20%, two price reductions, is 65. You start placing offers like that, and you know that the cost to fix them up and the base sticker price of 65 is going to really be a good marriage for you, be able to do whatever it is that you want to do. That's how you place offers. It gets pretty darn exciting. Now, if you wanted just a one number formula to take the original asking price and multiply it by to get it to where it's on the low end, maybe 5 to 10% of the time you might be able to get it for that, okay? is 58%. But you got to know what the original asking price is. Multiply it by 58%, and that is the number that you're going to want to put in. If you're just going to use this one formula, and it's not perfect, but it is perfect in the sense that I've... What happened was there were two properties that came out on the market for $60,000. Both of them sold for $35,000. $35,000 was the magic number for $60,000 properties, and it just so happened to be $58,000. I realized that this lowering and lowering and lowering and then finally going down 20% was, you know, the way the numbers worked out and everything. I know that's not 60%, it's 58%. It was 58%. So I saw $260,000 go for $35,000 and I went, got it. 35 or 58 is the magic number. Try it. Now, don't listen to these other gurus out there that claim that they know a lot about HUD homes, and you go to these fancy real estate seminars. I've heard some of the stuff that they've said. Man, put an offer in every single day. Keep putting an offer in $1,000 more than what you put it in the day before or whatever. It's dumb. Let me tell you something. What I have noticed is when HUD is willing to take the lower offers is when they're getting no offers on the property. When they're getting an offer a day, it's resetting the computer. It's being in their mind. It's showing activity. You don't want to do that. You just want to go in there. You want to put your 58% or whatever offer in there, and then you just want to back off and just kind of hang. Didn't we do that, Brian?
We did.
Which one did we do that on?
Nursery.
That's right. What was the address on that one?
Lincoln
Ave.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact.
Do you remember? It's 21 Lincoln, right?
Very well can be.
Okay. Do you remember what the price was before? Your offer for Lincoln was what?
$43.29.
And you had done how many of those kind of lower bidding? You'd had, what, two or three in?
Right.
So he had a couple of these in on a... It was coming to one of these seminars that inspired you to do this, I believe, right? It was after you came like a couple of three months ago. He went, hey, let's try the system out. So he did. He actually got in the car and went and looked at some of these properties and then said, John, put it in for this. John, put it in for this. John, put it for this. And all of a sudden I called him one day and I said, you're not going to believe this, but I just took your offer. And you're like going, no way. So you bought a house in North Syracuse for how much?
$40,329.
Do you know how hard it is to buy a house in North Syracuse for $40,000? You can't hardly buy a townhouse on Trastevere or Weeblank, the most horriblest areas in New York, in North Syracuse, as far as for that money. You can't. You can't even buy a one or two bedroom condo in Village Green for that. So the 58% rule on 89,000 would have been 51,620. And guess what? You would have got it. He wouldn't have, the other fella. He got it for 50. Now, for those of you that just love statistics, love to figure out stuff and really get your head around all the, you know, the different information that could be, I stumbled on this website. And this is one of the coolest websites. I hardly ever use it. Because in the way I do things and how I do things, I typically don't have to refer to it. But you're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to enjoy just rummaging around. Contains HUD stats that you're not going to believe. It's called HUDHomeValue.com. And I'm going to show you an example of what one looks like here. HUDHomeValue.com. Oh, well, there's 102 Jarrett Drive in Syracuse. And they give you suggested bid prices. Now, and this is what HUD netted. They got 50, but they netted 47 after the commission. That's the reason why you see 47,000. Okay, and let me show you. This is further down on the page. It shows it right here, listed. Look at that. It was listed in August of 2014 originally, not even December. I just had the sheet from December, and then And then, you know, it shows the whole history. Look at that, delisted, relisted, and then boom! 52% of the original price. You'll enjoy this a lot. Shows the whole history of the property.
John, can you see a winning bid once it's already been put in?
Good question. Hold that question. The answer is yes and no. Here, this is something interesting. Estimated best bid, $41,315. I don't know where they're getting these stats from. I think that's a little naive, not right, because I've sold a lot of these. I mean, I sold a lot, and $50,000 is eye-opening. I don't know where they're getting that from. I don't know. So they will have suggestions. Okay, that's my contact information. You know how to get a hold of me. But if you don't, if you need my phone number, it's right there on the screen. Now, you're asking about... Let's do this. Let's go to the HUD Home Store. This is the HUDHomeStore.com website. Those of you listening, it's www.HUDHomeStore.com. Also, for those of you who actually waited, have listened and waited, W-A-D-D or D-E-D, waited through this whole presentation, for those of you who want to sign up for my newsletter, go to Adolphi.com and over in the right-hand corner, upper right-hand corner, you'll see a place where it says, newsletter, I'm a investor, I'm a home buyer, and you can sign up there for it. Here we've got the HUD properties, and your question again, Don, was?
Once somebody's placed a bid and a bid has been basically accepted by HUD,
yeah.
Can you see what that bid was?
Here's the bid results. You can click on that, and you got to wait a week before they post it. All right. You'll see a drop-down arrow here that says by state, and I'll go to New York State, and I'll go, and I don't think there's very, let me see how many there are. And there's, oh, okay, there's quite a few. So what I'll do is I'm going to go to Onondaga County, okay? And let's see what we can learn from this. And so they stay on. Accepted bids are displayed for 14 days after the property has gone under contract. It used to be that you'd have to wait a week and then it would be on for 2 weeks. It may be that they have it on there sooner than that. Here's two. Okay. One on West Lafayette Ave. Net to HUD. That's a net to HUD, which means that you have to, you ready for this? You have to divide it by 94% and then you'll get the gross bid. Okay. Because that's factoring in the 6% commission. So, you know, that's probably right around $26,000 that this one on Lafayette Avenue sold for. And then Bertram Place, and this right here says investor bought it, and this one down here is OO or owner occupant. So yeah, you can go ahead and see when it was accepted, who sold it. So that's where you can do that. That, and then you can go to HUDHomeValue.com and see what you can see on there. That's going to be much more comprehensive. Any questions? All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to stop the recording right now, and then we'll just have a little bit of Q&A before we end tonight. For those of you listening, thank you for listening, and we hope to see you at one of our events soon. Okay, thanks.